New Hampshire real estate headlines. New Hampshire property records search tool launches for deeds, liens, and owner research. PropertyChecker.com has launched a New Hampshire-specific portal to search property records, owner information, permits, purchase history, deeds, taxes, loans, and liens. Real estate professionals in NH can now streamline due diligence and client research through a single dedicated property records platform. Bookmark Equapes, newhampshire.propertychecker.com/ for your next transaction or listing research. New Hampshire real estate headlines. NH Realtor Commission rates edge below national average, February survey finds. A February 2026 survey of local real estate agents found the average commission rate in New Hampshire is 5.57%. For New Hampshire real estate professionals, this benchmark helps inform competitive positioning and client conversations about commission structures. See the full survey data at the source link. New Hampshire real estate headlines. NH new home construction permitting. What real estate pros need to know. Chinberg has published a guide outlining the layers of zoning laws and building codes that builders must navigate during the new home construction process in New Hampshire. Real estate professionals in NH can better advise clients on timelines, feasibility, and potential roadblocks when buying land or new construction by understanding the permitting complexities builders face. Review Chinberg's full guide to NH new home construction permitting at the source URL. Background and context. When a Phase 1 environmental site assessment is non-negotiable, a Phase 1 ESA is required for most commercial loans and is strongly recommended whenever a site has had industrial, gas station, dry cleaner, or auto repair use in its history. The ESA itself does not test soil. It researches historical use and identifies recognized environmental conditions that may justify a Phase 2, which does test. CERCLA liability for contamination attaches to current owners regardless of who caused the contamination. A Phase 1 performed before purchase establishes the innocent landowner defense, which is otherwise nearly impossible to claim. Order the Phase 1 early in diligence. Turnaround is typically 2 to 3 weeks. Background and context. Three deadlines that kill 1031 exchanges. A 1031 like-kind exchange has three hard clocks. The 45-day identification window, the 180-day close window, and the same taxpayer rule. The entities selling and buying must match. Missing any one of these collapses the deferral, exposing the full gain to tax. The most missed is the same taxpayer rule when LLCs change membership mid-exchange. The tax exposure on a busted exchange is the full long-term capital gain plus depreciation recapture, often 25 to 30% of the basis difference. Process discipline is the only protection. Engage the qualified intermediary before the relinquishment closes, not after. Background and context. When and how to appeal a property tax assessment. Most NH jurisdictions allow appeals in a narrow annual window after assessments mail. The strongest appeals lead with three comparable sales from within 6 months and a half-mile radius and explicitly address why the subject differs from the assessor's comp set. Typically condition, location, or improvements that were overcounted. Successful appeals reduce the assessed value for the appeal year and often reset the baseline for future years. Even a 10% reduction compounds over a decade of ownership. Mark your assessment mailing date in your calendar and start gathering comps 60 days before.